This is More Financial Talk with Ryan Moore from Retirement Solutions Group. You need a financial strategy that accounts for challenges like market volatility and inflation, and that also adequately prepares you for retirement. The purpose of More Financial Talk is to address common financial concerns, provide helpful strategies, and offer ways you may be able to achieve your financial goals. And now here's More Financial Talk. Keep more in your pocket.
Welcome to More Financial Talk. I'm Ryan Moore, and with me today is co-host Tony Shore. Tony, how's the summer going? How you been?
Oh, I cannot complain. It's been going great. A little hot and humid. Other than that, I'm doing good, keeping busy. I can't keep up with this guy, though. Holy cow. Our special guest today is amazing. I'll let you do the introductions, Ryan. But honestly, I've been great. Ryan, how have you been?
Yeah, doing very well. Kind of steamy down here in the South, too, of course. But it's been a fun summer, keeping the kids moving and all the camps and business flowing and all the things. Just had a trip up to New England to visit some family, being my old stomping grounds, and went to a Red Sox game and were present for their 13th win in a row on their hot streak. And had Green Monster tickets, which was a bucket list. So that was a real treat. So that was awesome.
That's awesome. That's great. So we have a very special guest today. Why don't you introduce our guest, Ryan? It's a huge get for the show.
Absolutely. Well, we're excited to have President of Gradient Investments, Mike Binger, on with us today. So Mike and I go back about a decade now as, you know, the relationship with Gradient has grown with our firm. And it's really been amazing while also watching the growth of Gradient and Mike at the helm on the investment side. He's just been a tremendous partner, super intelligent when it comes to the markets. And Mike, I can't believe this has actually been our this will be our first podcast together.
Yeah, but you know, I'm at a little bit of a loss with that too. I mean, we got to, you know, it's the first, but let's call it the first of many to come.
Yeah, that sounds great. I know we did have you in for our big client gala event last December as a guest speaker. And, you know, just the amount of compliments we got from your messaging was really tremendous to hear. You know, I think the big takeaway and what you bring to the table is being able to speak on a level that everybody understands. And, you know, when it comes to markets, there's a lot of complexities and it's not everybody's forte. So a lot of it can go over people's head. But I think that there's a talent there when you can communicate on a level that everybody can understand. And we appreciate you for that. So
thank you. Yeah, let's make the complex less complex.
There you go. And we've got you back this year, coming back into Franklin, Tennessee, in the Nashville area to be at our gala
again. I'm excited for it. Yeah, it's going to be great.
It will be our 10th gala, which is hard to imagine.
So. I got to tell you, I do a lot of Christmas parties and galas and, you know, client events and those kind of things. But your gala is extremely impressive. I was overwhelmed by everything that was going on there.
Yeah, my wife, Chelsea, but she's the one that orchestrates it all. She gets all the credit. But it is
credit
above
where
and beyond.
Due, yeah.
It's a big night of the year for us. So just our way of showing our appreciation to our clients. And we make it fun night.
So, that's awesome.
Yeah, so I think we're here to talk about markets. Before we do, Mike, I did want to just check in how your summer's going. I know you're an avid boater and you're a big wakeboarder too, aren't you?
I am not a big wakeboarder. I'm more of a leisure boater. my wakeboarding days are kind of gone. But
I'm teasing with you.
We do have a boat and we try and get out there on weekends as often as we can. And it's a lot of fun. We're on a really fun lake. It's called Lake Minnetonka in Minnesota here. And we enjoy the summers a lot. So yeah, it's been a little hot and humid, but I don't mind that.
That makes a good time to be on the lake then, for sure.
Yeah, you want to be on the water. That's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, right on. Well, we're entering into another earnings season stretch here. So talk to us. What are your thoughts about what's going on in the markets?
Yeah. So, you know, one of the things we've always talked about here is that stock prices will generally follow earnings, corporate earnings over time. So what that means simplistically is that if earnings grow and get bigger, stock prices will rise and follow, and vice versa. If earnings decline, then stock prices will follow and decline too. The good news, Ryan, is that the last several years, And I'm talking about S&P 500. You know, that's the largest index that's recognizable to most folks. It's the largest 500 companies in the country. When you take those collective 500 companies, if you take their collective earnings and you look at them on a year-over-year basis, those earnings are forecast at 24% year-over-year. Long-term average is about, I'm going to say, 8 or 9%. So when you think about that, we're tracking on earnings growth at 2 to 3 times historical averages.
Wow.
And we've been looking good for the past several years as far as earnings growth. So despite, you know, there's a lot of noise out there. You know, we're hearing about things in the Middle East and inflation and politics and all these different things. But our investment team is really interested in filtering out the noise and looking at the fundamentals, which is earnings growth. And in fact, earnings growth is quite good this year. So our opinion is that explains why the stock market is up so far this year. And we think it can continue to move forward.
Yeah, that sounds great. I mean, we always love to hear that. And, you know, we have come off 3 really good years, and we know that markets don't always go up, but people do tend to have short-term memories when things are going good. So with that, is your forecast for us to finish strong this year? And then with what you just said, is that kind of carry into the outlook going into next year as well?
Let's not get ahead of ourselves for next year, but let's focus on this year, okay? So what I like about this year is that in 24 and 25, we were really led by a smaller group of technology stocks. And we all know the names. It's Google and Meta and Facebook and Tesla and Apple, Nvidia and those kind of names. And those kind of names have had outstanding earnings growth, and their stocks have followed in suit. Okay. This year, you know, those stocks got a little bit ahead of themselves. And so they're pulling back. But what I like is that we had 10 stocks that really, you know, led the way in 24 and 25, which left another 490 stocks in the S&P 500 that had, in my opinion, a lot of room to run. And that's what's happening in 2026. We call that the market is starting to broaden out. Yeah. And we're actually seeing that quite a lot right now. So to me, that's encouraging because the economy is still pretty good. That earnings growth is great across the board. You know, we're going to have fits and starts in the market. Right now, we're probably up, as we speak today, roughly up about 9% collectively in that S&P 500, which halfway through the year is pretty darn good. So I'm pretty encouraged for the year. You know, a lot of this earnings growth is being driven by this artificial intelligence theme. You know, the build out of that semiconductor industry is growing fast and furious. Everything that goes into building data centers are growing fast and furious. And it's not just these high tech companies. You know, you're looking at, you know, companies like Caterpillar. You're looking at companies like, you know, Illinois Tool Works and Parker Hannifin, you know, the nuts and bolts and hydraulics and all those things that go into these data centers that are being, you know, built out. So I'm encouraged by what I'm seeing there. There's a lot of growth in our economy right now. You know, we're going to see fits and starts with oil prices and, you know, international conflicts and those kind of things. But overall, I want to stay positive, and I think the market can grind higher this year. And, you know, let's shoot for something between 10 and 12% for the year.
That sounds great. You know, I think that aligning our demographics, right, in terms of who we help, our clients, and most of our clients are pre-retirees or retirees. And I think that's what became such a good fit for us going back more than a decade ago, is that is really the niche of who you serve in terms of money management. And so with that, you know, like I personally am kind of getting beaten up in my portfolio because I'm a little driven more towards tech and the high flyers, but that's not really our client base. And so they're not experiencing a lot of that, you know, volatility that you see with the CapEx spending and the AIs and the big tech names. And so, so with that, I think we greatly appreciate the fact that you guys are good at drowning out the noise, looking at the fundamentals and really targeting, you know, solid names that are going to be more focused on the demographic that we serve.
Yep.
And so I commend you guys for that.
Yeah, well, you know, Ryan, I really, yeah. you know, I didn't mean to interrupt you here, but I mean, it really all starts with you. I mean, you sit down with your clients and you present them with this COMRA, those 11 questions that assesses their risk and return objectives, their appetite for how much they want to be in the market, all these things, their income needs, you know, and you're the one that develops the financial plan. And then our investment team, you know, we're knee deep in the weeds on the investment portfolios. And what I liked about what you talked about is that you talked about that your clientele is pre-retiree or in retirement. And those are the type of folks that they don't need to hit home runs anymore. I mean, if they have the opportunity to earn double digit type of returns in the markets and also have downside protection in their back pocket, I mean, you know, that's the best of both worlds. And our structured note portfolios, which I'm a big fan of, are really bringing those objectives to the table for clients that you serve.
Yeah, so let's hit on that a little bit further. Sure. Because as active money managers, right, I always say that, you know, the standard that Gradient is held to is to really outperform the markets on a risk-adjusted basis, or you mm-hmm. would just buy the S&P, you know, ETF fund or whatever. And so with that, the ability to actively manage gives you nimbleness to move in the direction of opportunity and momentum. But I think equally as important to mitigate risk, right? To minimize the downturns. And I often mm-hmm. say that not losing money is like making money. And so that's where those buffered portfolios come in. And, you know, for our audience that may not be totally familiar, you know, maybe we can touch on that a little bit, because what I find, Mike, and I meet dozens of new people every year that come through my office, I get under the hood of their holdings and I never see those types of strategies in their portfolio. So I think that you're bringing tools to the table that the everyday investor does not typically get access to. And I think it gives us a huge competitive advantage in terms of how we help clients versus the Main Street firms up the road. And that's where the specialization mm-hmm. comes in, where we can customize people to their risk tolerance. And I will always say this. I mean, everybody wants to grow their money. Nobody wants to lose it, right? Yep. And so the ability to have upside with insulation, I think, is so ideal for this stage in people's lives, that those tools, those resources that you bring to the table, I believe are absolutely huge for our practice. And I call it the sleep well at night stuff. Mm-hmm. So you've got relationships with some of the big investment banks out there that are putting together these structured investments that are using some advanced planning tools like options to be able to give you upside while insulating your downside protection and or insulate your downside and give you protection. So with that, I think that if you can just touch on how that might have evolved for Gradient, because I know it's really grown that category of strategy, and how successful that's become for not only your firm, but all the advisors that you service nationally.
Yep. So just like your clients, Ryan, all the advisors nationwide that we deal with and their clients, they're pretty much in the same boat. I mean, you know, they're serving people who are close to retirement in. And we recognize probably about 8 to 9 years ago that these folks, you know, they don't need to hit 30% type of returns anymore, that kind of thing. And you know, they have a financial plan that will do quite well for them, you know, if they can earn 5 or 6%. And that financial plan can build even upon itself. They have an opportunity to make 11, 12, 13% on an annualized basis. So what these portfolios do is they have these two things called a cap and a buffer. Okay. What a buffer means is that, and generally these buffers are 15 to 20%. That means you have 15 to 20% downside protection. So let's say it's a 20% buffer. If the market is down 2 years from now, say 18%, the client loses nothing. Okay. Anywhere between 0 and 20%, the client loses nothing. That's the buffer. And then let's say it's down 22%. Well, they're buffered 20%, so they're only down 2%. So it's a lot of downside protection. Now, there is no really free lunch in the stock markets, and there is a trade-off. If you have downside protection, you also have this thing called a cap, which caps returns. But these caps are pretty high. I mean, right now, we have an investment portfolio that gives you 30% buffer protection and allows you to earn up to 35%.
Wow.
Yeah. So you think about 2 years from now, if the market's up 40%, I've made 35%. So these are very generous caps. And 35% is roughly, you know, that's 17% on an annualized basis. And most great financial plans are built on 5 to 6% growth on an annualized basis. So if you have that opportunity to earn 35% 2 years from now, and you have 30% downside protection, I mean, that's really the best of both worlds. And that's why we love these strategies. That's why we bring them to market. That's why, and they resonate with their advisors because they resonate with their clients. So if just like you said, if you have someone out there that's listening that has not heard about these investment portfolio strategies, please call Brian. He'll explain them in great deal to you. And I think you'll like them.
Yeah. So, I mean, I know that being in the business for many years, and this is, I've been blessed to make this a career and help so many folks. But I also know that, you know, inside the industry, it's a lot about relationships. And so these types of investments that you're talking about are being built out and collaborated or underwritten by some of the biggest investment banks. I mean, names that most everybody would recognize, whether mm-hmm. it's Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, Citigroup, Bank of America, yeah. Barclays. So maybe you can just, and I think that's a tribute to how long you've been in the industry, right? With all of your many years of experience and who you rub shoulders with. So how did some of this come about, Mike, to where you collaborate on that level?
So it's interesting that you bring it. So we call it collaborate with Wall Street. But what we actually do is each and every month, we go out with a grid, really. And we put really 8 to 9 big Wall Street investment banks. We put them in competition with each other to give us the best terms. So there's middlemen that do this, but we go direct to Wall Street. That's because Wall Street knows us and they knows our name, the volume we do in these investment portfolios. So we put Wall Street in direct competition with each other, and they know that. And the firms that want to be give us the best terms each month, that's who we go with and that's who we optimize with. So yes, Wall Street is our friend. We collaborate with them, but we also put them in competition with each other to bring the best terms to our advisors.
Yeah, wow. Super smart.
Yeah, that's great.
Let me toot your horn a little bit more here, Mike. So, because I know you've been with Gradient for, you know, over a decade, but that's not where you've been for your entire career, as your 30 plus years in the industry. Maybe you can just share real quick when you came on board with Gradient and how your investment division of Gradient has evolved, you know, where the assets under management was when you began and where you're landing presently.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, look, you were being generous with me on the 30 plus years. It's actually about 38 now. You know, I was
going to guess 60. So
come on, Tony. Come on. I started in the investment management business in 1987. So I've been doing this a while, obviously. I started my career. I've only really had two jobs in my entire career. My first, I spent 23 years when I started with the company. It's called Lutheran Brotherhood, which is a big financial services company in Minneapolis. They did a merger, and Lutheran Brotherhood turned into Thrivent today. So I left Thrivent in 2022 to come to this little company called Gradient Investments. In 2012.
2012. Okay.
2012. Gotcha. This was a little company. We had $180 million in assets under management. And, you know, I looked at it as this is going to be a fun challenge. It's my opportunity to grow something from small to big. Today, about 14 years later, we stand close to $10 billion. That's 10 with a B, billion versus 180. So we've grown this firm roughly 100 times. I feel really proud of that. We have a great team here at Gradient Investments, but it tells me two things. Number one, it tells me that we're bringing the right investment portfolios and service to our advisors in turn for their clients. But more importantly, it tells me that we are bringing investment portfolios to clients that are helping them reach their long-term financial objectives, which is most important to all of us.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Way to go, man. There's a lot to celebrate there. So as we start to wrap up our time together, you know, we are in one of those years again, right? Midterms are upon us. And I know you've always stayed consistent with your messaging around election time. And I just want to hear it one more time from you so people can hear it as well. What do we not do, Mike?
Okay. So what we do not do is we don't make portfolio decisions based off our political beliefs or what happens in the political landscape. They're two different things. And I've seen over and over when people make knee-jerk decisions on election outcomes. And I just want people to keep in mind that Ryan, you have built them. You're not building financial plans for every two-year midterm or for every four-year presidential election. You're building them a financial plan that is robust and will work for 10, 20, 30 years, right?
Correct.
So my thoughts are, and my premise is that a good financial plan outweighs short-term political cycles. So keep your portfolio decisions and your political thoughts separate, and you'll be better off in the long term.
Perfect.
Yeah. Yeah, because presidents come and go, but your portfolio is going to be around a lot longer than the current administration.
It will. Keep in mind that our economy here is resilient. Doesn't matter who's in office. Corporate America is resilient and growing and strong. They adapt to whoever is in office. Our consumers are strong and becoming more productive with AI and all the things that go on with our economy. So the bottom line is the United States of America, be it the overall economy, corporate America, individual consumers, we're strong, healthy, and growing. And it doesn't matter who's in office. The growth continues. So that's why I say keep your portfolios and your politics separate.
So don't mix politics and portfolios,
That's right.
We thank you guys for drowning out the noise, focusing on the fundamentals, always staying the course and keeping our minds straight on this stuff because there is a lot of noise out there. So, Mike, I can't thank you enough for joining us today. And we'll definitely have to have you back and excited to have you back down in the area in December for another big 10th annual gala event.
I appreciate you having me. I look forward to coming down to Tennessee again and have me back on your podcast sometime.
Let's do it.
Okay.
All right. Hey, before we go today, Ryan, a great show with a lot of great wisdom from Mike Binger, president of Gradient Investments. But let our listeners and viewers out there know how they can get a hold of you if they want to look at maybe one of these buffered index portfolios or get a second opinion on where they're at financially.
Absolutely. So you can always call us direct, area code 615-467-6300. You can email our office at info@rsgtn.com or just check out our website at rsgtn.com.
All right. Thanks, Ryan. And listeners and viewers, thanks for tuning in. That does it for today's episode of More Financial Talk with our hosts, Ryan Moore, and our special guest, Mike Binger.
Thank you for joining us for More Financial Talk. Don't head into retirement without a strategy that addresses both income and taxes. For more information, please contact Ryan Moore at Retirement Solutions Group at 615-467-6300 or visit rsgtn.com. Join us again soon for another episode of More Financial Talk. Keep more in your pocket.
Advisory services are offered by Retirement Solutions Group, Inc., an investment advisor. Insurance products and services are offered independently through Ryan Moore and Greg McGee, sole proprietors. All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.